For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over state abortion restrictions and how they could be undermined by a federal law. Fox's Shannon Bream explains the case.
A 1986 law that was passed by Congress to make sure that hospitals that take Medicare money will provide emergency care to anyone who shows up and needs stabilizing treatment. It doesn't mention abortion. It's about making sure that people without the funds to get medical care can still get the care. Well, after the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade by the justices here, what happened is the Biden administration, through Secretary Becerra, issued regulatory guidance now telling all of these states that had trigger laws that put new restrictions on abortion in place, saying if your hospitals get Medicare money and somebody shows up and needs to be stabilized through the use of an abortion, you have to, regardless of state law, perform those abortions.
Idaho argues its state ban already has some exceptions for life-saving abortions. A Pennsylvania pro-family activist is glad that Democrat Senator John Fetterman is going against his party on two important issues. Chad Groening has more.
During a recent posting on X, formerly Twitter, Pennsylvania Junior Senator John Fetterman said, quote, "I'm not a progressive, I'm just a regular Democrat. When it comes to social issues like abortion and the LGBTQ agenda, he is squarely in the Democrat fold." But after the horrific Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th, Fetterman has staunchly defended Israel. And Fetterman has gone against the progressives in calling attention to what he believes is the unsustainable number of illegal aliens crossing the border every day. Diane Gramley is president of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Definitely when it comes to Israel, he's totally in support of Israel's right to defend themselves and opposes Biden's walking away from Benjamin Netanyahu and the state of Israel. Plus, he totally opposes Biden's open-door policy when it comes to the southern border. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that his wife is a legal immigrant.
And Gramley says clearly Fetterman has been more lucid.
I think it's a combination of the medication he's on plus the healing process after the stroke. But he's definitely more lucid than he was when he first took office.
I'm Chad Groening.
A new report finds that private schools are outperforming public schools in training the next generation of children. Bronson Woodruff has this story.
Patrick Wolf is a distinguished professor of education policy and the 21st Century Endowed Chair in School Choice at the University of Arkansas. He had a hand in this study. He tells AFN his team didn't expect this outcome.
We found that, on average, students who attended private schools had somewhat higher levels of political tolerance, political knowledge and skills, and engagement in their communities through volunteer activities and social capital.
He explained one factor was letting students deal with controversy.
We don't have details about the specific mechanism that explains our finding, but our best hypothesis is that private schools actually engage students in debates about controversial issues. They build that into some of their educational program. A lot of public schools try to avoid any controversy. And so students don't get that experience of engaging their peers in discussion, debate, and kind of civil argument that is central to our responsibilities as democratic citizens.
Wolf said he thinks the biggest surprise from this study is that religious private schools are actually driving the private schooling advantage in civic formation.
We suspect that these are values-rich educational environments and that the values extend beyond just the religion of the school.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Be sure to keep a check on your local weather. Meteorologist Janice Dean tells us why.
Severe storms ramping up for the plains starting tomorrow through Saturday. Several days of potentially dangerous storms containing large hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall, and tornadoes. Warm temperatures will help fuel the storms for the central U.S., while the west and the east remain cooler than average through the end of the week.
In final news, Tesla says a cheaper car model will go into production next year. The announcement comes amid a sharp drop in sales. Find more news on AFN.net.